in a life of a 130-year-old company, every once in a while come a need that you really have to take a different tact. And it has become clear in the last several years that we have to become digital. There's too much information, and the culture is such that is moving too fast, and we have to either catch up or, you know, basically get out of the way. So we decided that we're going to go and lead the industrial world, which is not known for doing things differently compared to what it did in the past, into the digital future. It also, if you look at the both consumer and the enterprise internet, they change the pace of business, and there's no reason to assume that the pace will not change in the industrial ecosystem also. So we have to do that. There's no other way. You know, if you think about the progression of the internet from its kind of public inception, if you will, around, you know, circa 90s, mid-90s, it moved from a model where you try to take the internet and just use it to emulate or simulate an existing model just better. And then you move to a new phase where you invent new business models. You had at a certain point, you had a hosting company, right? Like TerraMark and Savvis, you know, companies that were willing to give you cages to operate your back-end operation. And then you move to companies that are willing to sell you storage and compute by the drip, like AWS. And that was a completely different business model. So we see that business models are changing. You start by, you know, trying to do the same thing, only better, and then you change the business model. It's not that different in the industrial internet. So you start with the things that you need to do anyways, which is, let's make sure that we do what we call monitoring and diagnostics, right? You want to see all the information on a specific asset projected to you. But then you realize you can do a much better job by moving the way the companies operate their equipment from time-based to task-based. So all of a sudden, instead of just giving you more information to give you to do the annual maintenance or the monthly maintenance or the bi-monthly maintenance, you change completely and say, look, you know, the way to do that is really to to listen to what the device has to tell you. But that has a profound impact on how companies work, because the service personnel, the equipment, everything else around that was schedule-based, now has to be available at a much faster pace, at much more agile level. You know, a turbine tell you that it feels bad, right? Like a patient goes to the doctor, you have to go and service that because the aid is such and such percent or probability that it may deteriorate, that performance may deteriorate. So you want to change completely the way that companies work, and that's a profound change on the market. These are not companies that change on a dime, and I think with a digital vector, they look completely different 5 years from now.